Nolte, Disney's Indy 5 underperforming its estimated box office underperformance. By John Nolte on July 1, 2023. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is now projected to earn just $55 to $60 million over the three-day weekend, which means the latest dud from the Disney grooming syndicate is underperforming its estimated box office underperformance by $10 million. Teehee. What? How can this be? You mean millions of left-wing feminists aren't running to the local Cineplex to watch producer Kathleen franchise killer Kennedy use Fleabag Phoebe Waller-Bridge to emasculate Indiana Jones? Why moms stayed home? Knock me over with a feather. Before the dismal Friday numbers came in, just $24 million, Dial of Destiny was expected to gross anywhere from $60 to $65 million over the three-day weekend. That estimate has now dropped to $55 to $60 million. This comes as no surprise. The Flash opened to just $55 million after grossing more than $9 million on Thursday night. Dial of Destiny opened to just $7.2 million on Thursday night. The Flash will be remembered as one of the greatest flops in history. The Flash cost $100 million less than Dial of Destiny's $400 million, production plus promotion, budget. For context, back in 2008, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Suck opened to $100 million over 3 days. If you account for inflation, Crystal Suck opened to $141 million. Dial of Destiny is about to do less than half that, which is shocking when you realize Harrison Ford is co-starring with a woman who has no sex appeal, no charisma, and is a Phoebe without the last name Cates. Studio suck-ups in the media will blame bad reviews, but Super Mario Bros. Got worse reviews and opened to $146 million. Here's what really happened. No one wanted to see an Indiana Jones movie made by the same talentless fetishists and woke-obsessed freaks who destroyed Star Wars and Willow. America and the world love Indiana Jones. He is one of our favorite heroes. But we all saw what Disney and Kathleen Kennedy did to all the other heroes we love. Lando Calrissian was turned into a pansexual. Han Solo was turned into a guy who couldn't fly his own Millennium Falcon as well as a Mary Sue named Rey. Luke Skywalker was turned into a child killer and selfish curmudgeon. Willow was all about gay sex and transvestites. Everyone knows Disney's game plan. At the mantle of social justice, Disney is using identity politics to systematically destroy our heroes. Even from woke critics, the early reviews made clear Fleabag Phoebe Waller-Bridge would emasculate Indiana Jones. Who wants to see that? No one. America is staying home. Worst news for the Disney grooming syndicate is that Dial of Destiny only earned a B+ cinema score. Anything below an A or A is very bad news for repeat business and word-of-mouth recommendations. The Flash earned a B. Finally, let's not forget that with the help of the suck-up entertainment media, Disney was tossing around that $60 to $65 million estimate under the assumption Dial of Destiny would overperform that number and then grab a massive amount of positive headlines. What's happening this weekend is a worst-case scenario. Disney gamed the numbers for a win and still came up losers. Hey, couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of child abusers. The trailer,